the main reason why I identified we needed one was mainly as a result of the neighbourhood action panels, which are meetings Essex Police introduced a few years ago. And what happened there was a large number of the public attended the meetings, making us aware of, first of all, the problem with regard to prostitutes and curb crawlers, and also just to tell us how it's affected their lives. The main problems are just girls on street corners, flagging down vehicles. We've had complaints that there's used condoms been found in people's driveways, needles. We've had a lot of similar operations to Op Trestle to try and tackle it. I think the main difference with Operation Trestle is that we maintained this operation. Rather than it being a short-term thing to tackle the problem and when it looked like it was having an impact, moving on to something else, what we've done differently with Operation Trestle is just maintained a permanent presence in the area, so that, you know, the girls and the curb crawlers see that we're constantly there, constantly looking at them and doing all we can to either help them or move them along. We work very closely with outreach workers who are called CRI, that's Crime Reduction Initiative. About once a month, they'd come out with us on patrol looking for the girls, and they'd make their own approaches, offering them all the available ways they have to get help for their drugs or housing, employment, just basically take away their need to solicit to stop them doing it. Our primary aim is always to offer help and support first.